Fine, so as we finish Rabbeinu, there's really a lot to talk about. A lot to talk about, the last Gemara. The Gemara, I'm skipping the Agadita, about, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Sid and Sandy Goldschmidt, that is sponsoring tonight's Chabura in honor of the Kedoshim that were killed in the Har Nof massacre, whose Yortzeit is this coming Shabbos. So Neshamas should have an Aliyah. So the last Gemara that we had is really about a beautiful Gemara, the bottom of Chav Beis Amid Aleph to the Chav Beis Amid Beis, really connecting the love of a Zivug and the mourning of losing a Zivug. And this just came from a Shiva of a special person who just, at such a young age, just lost his wife and three little kids. And it's actually the Kli Yakar in this week's Parsha, I saw, quotes our Gemara, Sanhedrin Chav Beis, that the Gemara compares losing a spouse to the Korban Beis HaMikdash. And he was saying that was what Avraham Avinu felt, that not only was it was a loss to all of Klal Yisrael, Mamish, the Korban HaBayis. But we're going to skip that Gemara. And we're just going to, in order to try to cover ground and just try to get the last Gemara in, so I'm just going to try to pick up some speed. So the Gemara says a fascinating Gemara, Sanhedrin Chav Beis HaMikdash. The middle of the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Melech Mistaper B'chol Yom. The Melech has to get a haircut every single day. Kohen Gadol Me'erev Shabbos L'Erev Shabbos. Kohen Gadol has to get a haircut weekly. Kohen Hedyot Echol L'Shloshim Yom. The Kohen Hedyot has to get a haircut once every 30 days. Melech Mistaper B'chol Yom. Shenemar Melech B'yofyo Techzene Enecha. The Gemara has a drasha that a Melech has to look perfect and has to be appropriate on every day, and therefore he has to make sure his hair is done on every day. Kohen Gadol Me'erev Shabbos, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yochanan, Hol Mishmaras Mischatzos, Kohen Hedyot Echad L'Shloshin Yov, Dichsiv. How do you know that a Kohen Hedyot is every 30 days? Dichsiv, Rosham Lo Yigalchu, Upera Lo Yigalchu, Ksum Yachsum Moes Roshayim V'yolif, Pera Minozir. So Gemara says, Gemara has a drasha. The Gemara learns that a Kohen Gadol has to be tidied up for every time the Mishmaros are Mischachos. But how do you know that a Kohen Hedyot? Where is there any source that a Kohen Hedyot's haircut have to anything to do with 30 days? So the Gemara says, we learn a Gzeira Shava from Nazir. Para mi Nazir. Ksiv hacha para lo yishalchu. Where is this? This is the pasuk where in Yechezkel, Beroshim lo yigalechu, fara lo yishalchu, you shouldn't have too much hair. Uksiv hasam gadel pera sa rosho. And it says by a nazir, gadel pera sa rosho. Mala halan shloishim, just like a nazir is 30 days, so too the pera of a kohen hedyot is 30 days. This is the minig olam. Most of us most people here get a haircut every 30 days. So this is the mocker. Sanhedrin chav beis mebeis. Some people 3 weeks, they're machmer, or they think they're a melech, whatever. So this is Kohen Hedyot has to get a haircut every 30 days. Utzna nami stam naziris, a regular naziris without stipulating any longer. Shloishim yoyim. V'hosam minolan. How does the Mishnah know that stam naziris is shloishim yoyim? Rabbi said, this is one of my favorite gemaras, because there's a lot of people out there that any time you say a gematria, they say, ah, come on, like say they're a little bit not so into gematrias. So this is the Gemara that I quote to them when they're not into the gematrias. Listen to the Gemara. Amar Rav Masna, the Amar Kra, Kadosh Shihiyeh. A Nazir has to be Kadosh Shihiyeh. Yihiyeh b'gematria tlosin yoimin. Yud, hey, is Yihiyeh. That's the din that Naziris is 30 days from the Gematria, plus and Gaimim from the word Yehiyah. Amar le Rav Papa Labaye, Emelo le Rabu Klal. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara asks, maybe Lo Yishalchu should be like this. Not that you should get a haircut 30 days, but Lo Yishalchu, that what? That you shouldn't grow your hair at all. That's what the Torah is saying to you. That you should get a haircut more often. Emelo le Rabu Klal, it shouldn't be grown at all. If the Torah would have said, Lo Yishalchu Pera, Kida Amrit, Hashadik Siv Upera, Upera lahavi shluchei lo lishalchu. No. Since you read the pasuk upera, so therefore the Torah is saying, we want you to have pera, which means we want you to have hair for 30 days. Let it grow. And then don't go further past pera. Then you shouldn't lo yishalchu more than pera. But stam to say that the drush is lo yishalchu, you shouldn't grow your hair at all, then that wouldn't be a limit of the psukim of upera, because we want you to have 30 days. Tosis here as the kasha. I'm sorry I'm going so quickly, just because I really want to talk about the end of the Gemara and we're pressed for time. Tosis says, how could the Gemara ask the kasha ve'emi lo lirbu klal tema? How could you say ve'emi lo lirbu klal tema? De pera pera b'may mukila. What do you mean? You just brought a gzeira shelva. You told me that you have a gzeira shelva linking the zeris to Kohen Edyet, so you obviously have a drasha of pera. So now you have a havamina to what? To say that maybe I should get a haircut every day, the lo lirbu klal. So what are you going to do with your drasha of pera pera? So Taisa says, no, maybe I would read that para would be that it shouldn't be 30 days, but it should be chaftes yom, and that's what it was saying, but it was never, the Gemara always assumed that it would work out with the drasha of upera. So says Taisa, there are loymer, tachi perushu, ema loylirbu shloishim, dahainu shir para, ele yigalchu bechaftes. Umishani iksiv lo yishalchu para, if it would, the pasuk would have been set up like this, lo yishalchu para, mashbu lo yishalchu shir para. Para, no, it means you need 30 days. First you have to have para, and then the lo yishalchu is post 30 days. You can't let it grow past 30 days, but therefore there's a kiyum, and there's a fulfillment of having your hair grow for 30 days, for those of us that can actually have it grow for 30 days. It might not be relevant to all Kohanim. Fine, Vaita, says the Gemara. Getting up to the Gemara that I want to talk about. So the Gemara says as follows. Ihochi ha'idnun nami. So maybe we should actually implement this lahalacha lamaisa b'zman hazeh as well, that kohanim should only get haircuts every 30 days. So the Gemara says, dum yedayin, ma yayin b'zman b'yehuda aser, shalay b'zman b'yashari, af puri rosh b'zman b'yaser, shalay b'zman b'yashari. Says the Gemara, can a kohen drink? So the halacha is that, so the Gemara is assuming that a kohen is allowed to drink. Why is a kohen allowed to drink? If he's shtuya yayin, right, the din is that he's pasul avoida. So the answer is because it's not bizman bia. Bizman bia of avoida, it's not, unfortunately, kohen bizman hazeh because there is no beis hamikdash. So that's the Gemara's assumption that there's a heter for a kohen to drink wine, even though he might get intoxicated and might become pasul avoda. Really, he's pasul avoda even if he doesn't become intoxicated, even if he just has a significant amount, even if it has nothing to do with his, specifically his das being there or not, or how much he can handle. So the Gemara says, it's linked to the zman bia, and this is not zman bia. So that's the Gemara's heter also, that's why bizman hazeh also, he's allowed to get a haircut whatever he wants, because we don't have the dinam on kohanim, just like we see when it comes to shtiyas yayin. So the Gemara says, the yayin shalei bizman bia shari? So now the Gemara challenges, really? Can a kohen actually, kohen's allowed to drink bizman hazeh? I'm not so sure. V'hotanya. But there's a brisa about this. Rebbe Omer, ani kohen amasurim lishtois yayin la'oilom, aval ma'ese shetakanoso kilkoloso. So the Gemara doesn't really quote everything here. So there's a brisa in Tainis. So let's see Rashi. Rebbe Omer ani koyin also lishkos yayin la'oila. Rashi says, Resha de Brisa, Ktoni, koyin hamakir mishmaroso, umishmeres base avshalo, a koyin that knows which week he's on duty, usher be yayin kolos ayom, he's usher in wine that day. Apiz manazeh, even though there's no base amigdosh. If he knows which day, then he's usher to drink that day. Makir mishmaraso, ve'in makir beisav, if he knows which mishmar he's in, but he doesn't know which group he's in within the mishmar. Aser kolos v'shabbos, he's aser for the entire week, where that mishmar had different days during that week, because he didn't know which beisav, so he's going to have to abstain from all days during that week. Eino makir lo mishmaraso, v'lo mishmeres beisav, if he doesn't know, I don't know which mishmeres I'm in, and I don't know which group within the mishmeres, Aser lushtos yayin la'olam, really you should not be allowed to drink wine forever. Shema achshav zmanohu, v'yesh lachu shemi yibbenei beis hamigdosh. Why can't he drink? Because maybe the beis hamigdosh will be rebuilt. This braisa, according to Rashi, this is Rashi's sheet, so the Rambam happens to disagree, but Rashi is explaining that this braisa is a braisa bizman hazeh.
Bizman hazeh, halacha lemaisa, kohen wants to drink wine. Rabbanan say, you can't drink wine. You can't. Why? Shemi yibana beis hamikdash. Beautiful. You have to always be chayshus. Maybe it's going to be rebuilt, and maybe you're going to be necessary. You don't know which mishmar you're in. Rebbe oimer, Rebbe says no. What? So tumah, hopefully we're all going to have to take care of. Tumah, we can't worry about. What? I mean, tumah, the kohen's not allowed to be metame, but when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, he's going to have to take care of the tumah that has been around, that was unavoidable. So the Gemara's going to ask that kasha. So we'll see. The Gemara's getting to that kasha. Excellent. So the Gemara says, Rabbanan say, so you have to be always concerned. You never know when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. So therefore, you have to be concerned. Rebbe Oimer Ani, Koyhanim Asurim Lishtos Yayin Lo'ilam. You're right. Kohanim should have been Asur. Aval Me'esa, Shatakonoso, Kilkoloso. Fascinating statement. Takonoso, Kilkoloso. What does that mean? Rebbe Oimer Ani, look at Rashi. Imbonu Lochush, Shema Yibane Asur. If I would hold like this optimistic view of the Rabbanon, that we should always be choishes that the Beit HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, Asur B'Yayin Lo'ilam. So he's always going to be Asur Yayin. Why? Even if he knows that this week is his off week, and he's not on duty this week, and he knows his mishmar is only in 12 weeks from now, he still should be usher. Why? Maybe it's going to be rebuilt, and they're going to need him, or he'll just be there, and he'll start being oivid, so we should be concerned with that. Aval ma'eses, says Rabbi, shetakarasa kilkulasan, churban abayis. When the Beis HaMikdash was restored, Shekilkulam, the Irv of Seder Mishmar Sehen, Shaya Oisram B'Yayin Bizman Mishmar Asan, Umatiran Shalai Bizman Mishmar Asan, Hu Tiknan Akshav Lishtois Yayin La'olam, Deloy Chay Yishema Yivne Pisam. So says Rebbe, a fascinating play on words. Churban Asan, Kilkul Asan, what the Churban caused us to not know what any of the Mishmars were, that was like a takona, depends on your perspective. So that was metakin us to have wine. Nebuch, that's like our takona in this door. So Rebbe said, Kilkulason, the kilkul of the door. The fact that there's a Churban Beis HaMikdash, that was the takona, that was the personal takona that now allows us, according to Rebbe, that you're allowed to have wine for a Kohen Bizman Hazeh, and we're not Goyzer, and we're not Choshe Shem Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Some of the Rishonim actually asked the question, but this Gemara is a little bit of a shock, because we have other places that we do say, Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash. For Chodesh, Yom Henef Kula, also the day that Chodesh is brought, right? So the Chodesh, so the Karbon HaOmer is really what's Matir the Chodesh, the new crop, right? This is something that we are going to have to get used to, that when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, we can't have Chodesh until the Karbon HaOmer is brought. And the Chazal were nervous that people aren't going to know the difference between to differentiate last year and this year. So therefore, Chazal said, Yom Henef Kulo Asr. The whole day is Asr. So they're not going to know not to wait for the carbon. So we're going to Asr it Midr Abonon. Yom Henef Kulo Asr. Why? Shemi Yimbanim, Beis HaMikdash. Because we're actually thinking that maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built. What's another example? Another example Zeichel HaMikdash, the takanas of other Zeichel HaMikdash that they should remember, Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash. So all the Rishonim asked, his Rush asked, so why do we come so pessimistic in Sanhedrin? Why did Rebbe start saying that you could drink wine? So you know what the Rush says? Gzeir Sheina Tzibur Yachalam. To live without wine? That's something that it says to Yom Henef Kulos, so we can live with. Chadash for one more day, that we can take care of. To have wine and extra, to not have wine for the Kehanim, that's a Gzeir Sheina Tzibur Yachalam. Okay, Vaita. So the Gemara says, V'omer Abayi, keman shothi kahani chamre. So Abayi says, I see all these kahanim drinking wine. Who they hold like? Ha'inakirebi. Like Rebbe Shita. Because according to Rabbanon, itak is aser. Michlal de Rabbanon aser. So ask the Gemara, why is it that you're saying what? That Shtuye Yayin is the reason that we can now apply when it comes to haircuts, that we don't have to get haircuts like the Zman of the Beis HaMikdash. But according to the opinion of the Rabbanon, you actually can't drink wine. So you should parallel the haircuts to the wine, and you should view in that optimistic view that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, and you should not be able to get a haircut until every 30 days. Says the Gemara, there's a difference. There, we're looking very optimistic, and you're going to need a kohen that's fit for the avodah v'leka. Hachanami b'inan kohen aroid of avodah v'leka. What do you mean? And over here, if his hair is not going to be grown appropriately, so then he's not going to be fit. It's going to be in the 15th day. He got a haircut today, and he's not fit. Hacha efshir demisper v'ayil. So he said, or he grew his hair too long, so he's not fit. So the Gemara says, no, send him to the barber, a chick chak. He'll just chop it off, and he'll be ready. So the Gemara says, Hasam nami, efshir denayim purta v'ayil. This was your kasha. So the Gemara says, also by wine. Let him take a shluf, and he'll be ready for the avoda within 3 hours. He'll be fine, or whatever it is. However long it takes him to take a snooze, to just take care of it. Amar of Acha, Derech Mil, is the Gemara we learned, I believe, we gave a shir on this last year after Purim, that the Olam wanted to know when they're allowed to daven Marav, when not, on their in their intoxicated state from Purim. So we learned the Sugya in Erevin. The Amar of Acha, is the Gemara in Erevin. Derech Mil, Vishena Kol Shehu Mafigan. If you walk for a meal, and you go to sleep for a minute, Mafigan is Hayayin. Dissipate the effect of the wine. So the Gemara says that that's okay. So the Gemara says that's not a good answer. But Lav Itmar Allah. But doesn't the Gemara continue? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avuhu, Lo Shana Ela Sheshasa Kedei Revius. That's only if all he had was a Revius. He had one cup. Aval Yosef Mikdei Revius. Kolsha came to Derech Toridotho Vishena Mishacharto. If you have more than a Revius, then everything that we were just telling you as advice in order to cause you to not be affected by the wine, that's going to cause you to get more drunk. The more you walk, the more you sleep with more wine is actually going to make you more sleepy and more drunk by being involved in those activities. So then it's not going to be an Eitzah. So you're only going to have a Kohen that had exactly a Revius. And what if the Kohen didn't know how much of it? What if Mamish got plastered last night, you know, and he's wasted, and he had a bunch of wine, and he had a bunch of cups. So then you're not going to have a tikkun for him. So the Gemara says, Rav Ashi Yomer, you're right. You need a new teretz. Rav Ashi Yomer, Shtuye Yayin de Machli Avod de Gozer Abonon, Prure Rosh de Lo Machli Avod de Lo Gozer Abonon. So Gemara gives a brand new teretz, Gevaldik. Gemara says, you're right. We didn't make a gzeir when it comes to Prure Rosh, when it comes to the state of the hair. Why? Gemara says, because B'dieved, it's not going to be Mechal the Avod is Kosher. Shtuye Yayin in a B'dieved situation is going to be Mechal the Avoda, and therefore we took it more seriously, and we actually wanted to make a gzeira. That's what the Gemara wants to say. So the Gemara asks, and this is what I want to talk about tonight. Meisvei, ve'elu shebemisa, prurei arosh, these are the ones that have misa b'dei shemayim, prurei arosh, a kohen who does the Avoda with long hair, v'shtuye yayin, v'shlam ha'shtuye yayin, d'chsiv yayin v'yishaychar al teish, ato v'nech v'lo samusa, ela prurei arosh minolan. The iskishush, so how do you know that prue rosh, that you get misa? The iskish shtuye yayin la prue rosh. There's a linkage between shtuye yayin and prue rosh. Ksiv veroshim lo yigalechu. The pasuk says veroshim lo yigalechu. And then it says upera lo yishalchu. V'yayin lo yishtu. Ma shtuye yayin b'misa. A prue rosh b'misa. So what's the Gemara asking? If there's a hekish that what? That the source of misa for prue rosh is learned out from where? From the Kohen that's drunk from Shtuye Yayin, that he's also Chayev Misa if he's Ovid the Avoda. So ask the Gemara. So Umina. So we should say also, and make a Gzera, because we should say also that the din should be just like Shtuye Yayin. Someone who drinks wine, B'dieved, the Avoda is Pasul. If he does the Avoda while he was intoxicated, the Machli Avoda, Aprei Rosh, the Machli Avoda. So why don't you just extend the Hekish to not only for the Misa, but also for the Din B'dieved, and therefore your answer to this question of why Bizman Azeh we don't require Kohanim to be on a strict schedule to make sure that they don't have longer hair and they make sure they get haircuts every 30 days. Don't tell me it's because B'dieved. They're not going to pass the Avoda because you should have a linkage, just like you have a linkage for other Dinim, for Misa, between Shtuye Yayin and Prure Rosh. So too, you should have a linkage from Shtuye Yayin, from Prure Rosh, from Shtuye Yayin, to teach you that B'dieved, the Avoda, is invalid, is possible. So Gemara ends up, you're right. Kasha. That's a great Kasha. And really, we don't have an answer to our questions,
of why Kohanim don't have to be on the schedule and they can actually grow their hair more than 30 days. Amar le Ravina le Ravashi. Hi, this din. Adelo asi yechesko man amra. Well, where are you bringing the source of Puri Rosh? We're bringing it from a pasuk in Yechezkel. And what was the halacha before Yechezkel? Says the Gemara, Ulatameich. Had the Amar of Chista davar ze mitaras Moshe Rabbeinu lo lamanu ad sheba Yechezkel v'limadnu. What then? Says the Gemara, retorts back to Rav Chista, but don't you know that there's another din? What's the other din? What's the halacha if a koyin was not circumcised? He was an arel, and he wants to do the avoda. So Gemara says, there's a pasuk in Yechezkel. What's the pasuk in Yechezkel? Kol ben neherachar arel lev va'arel baster lo yavel el mikdashi l'sharseni. So the Gemara says, why don't you ask on that din of an arel? What's the halacha of an arel, Rabbi Yisai? What's the situation of an arel? So Rashi says in arel, look at the third to last Rashi on the daf, koyin shenisrach m'maisav, that's a ben nechar, koyin that basically became someone who doesn't believe anymore, la'aviv shebashamayim, he became a heretic or he became a mummer, v'nero libo, and he has an arelus halev through his actions and through his beliefs, or says Rashi, o arel baser, shemesu achav mas vasmila. Rashi's opinion is that an arel, it's very sad. An arel is someone who it wasn't his fault. An arel is also including someone who his brothers died for the mila, and he wasn't able to get a bris mila. There's a Rabbeinu Tam. It's knocked down in Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam is quoted by the Rishonim in Perakah Arel on Yevamos Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. It's Rabbeinu Tam that disagrees vehemently with this Rashi. He thinks la halacha an arel is not someone who is echav machmas mila, that's not his fault. Arelus is someone only who had the opportunity to do the mitzvah and does not perform the mitzvah. But if his brothers died and it was totally out of his control, Rabbeinu Tam is in disagreement with our Rashi, and this is not the only time. This is in Zvachim and Yevamos. Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam have a running machlokes has had it defined in Arel. It's not for now. If we had time, I would discuss what their actual argument is. It could be it's about the mitzvah of Mila. It could be it's about the din of Anas. There are a few different approaches amongst the Gedolei Achronim, Rav Chanan, it's Rav Itzala, what the exact Nekudas HaMachlokes is between Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. But this comes up in Hilchos Karban Pesach. Who is an Arel for the Hilchos Karban Pesach? When we're going to have to Shatzar Karban Pesach, if a kid who was not able to hemophiliac, someone who was not able to have a bris mila, can he eat from the Karban Pesach? Does he have a dinner of an Arel? You're going to have a major machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam if he's allowed to eat, which is not only nogea to the din of Kohen in Hilchos Karbanos. So where is this pasuk from Yechezkel? So ask Rav Chista, why didn't you wake up then? Why didn't you ask Ulitameich? Why didn't you ask? And until Yechezkel, where did we know the din of an Arel not being allowed to work in the Beit HaMikdash? What, Yechezkel's being mechadish this din? How do we go all these years with not knowing what the halacha of an Arel is? Ulitameich, why are you asking from Upure Rosh? Why don't you ask also from Arel, from another din of Kohanim? So the Gemara answers, Elamai, what's the answer? Elagmara Gmirala. Rather, there must be Aloha Lomeshami Sinai. The author, Yechezkel, Vasmachakra. Yechezkel was not the one who invented these halachas. Yechezkel just brought an asmachta in this psukim in Yechezkel to this din. But already existing from Maimed Har Sinai, there was halacha that an Aral Kohen is not allowed to do avoy. So Rabbi said, this is what I want to talk about. Yeita.
It's for sure l'chadchila. The question is it also b'diavad? Here, it's for sure l'chadchila and even b'diavad.
How could you learn out from something that's a b'diavad or something that's a l'chadchila?
Maybe Arel is b'diavad, and Puri Rosh you're saying is not b'diavad?
No, I'm saying I would think that Arel should be l'chadchila.
L'chadchila asr b'diavad mutter?
No, I'm saying that
if it's more chomer, then it's b'diavad asr. The avoda is possible from an Arel.
Aren't we saying by the other side that it would be
Bidyevit be kosher? That was our question that we left hanging. Yeah.
Yeah. So I would say that, but I would think that bidyevit is usher also.
Oh, so that's really what Tysus discusses over here. How do you have halacha Moshe B'Sinai that by Purei Rosh it's going to be kosher b'di'evit, and by Arul you're going to say b'di'evit, it's going to be possible. So that's
you can't if it's going to be b'di'evit also by Arul, but not by the other two, you can't then learn out.
So you're not learning from Arul. The Gemara is bringing Arul as an example of something that there was a pasuk in Yechezkel, but the Gemara is just saying, what did we think before Yechezkel? So the answer is there was halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So the Gemara says also over here. Yechezkel wasn't mechadish the din of Purei Rosh, but there was a halacha Moshe B'Sinai, and Yechezkel was the one who proclaimed it. Yechezkel was the one who brought it to Tarshish B'Chsav and Asmachu Akra, but there was a running halacha Moshe B'Sinai by that halacha as well. So now, the question is as follows. So what is the din if a Kohen who's an Arel does the Avodah? So Rashi, later on in Maseches Sanhedrin, and Daf Pei Dalet Amin Aleph, quoting our Gemara, this Gemara that we just read, is another citation of this later on in Sanhedrin, in the ninth parak. Go to the bottom of Pei Gimel and Beis on to Pei Dalet Amin Aleph. The Gemara says, Arel Minolan, this is talking about a Kohen who's an Arel, does Avoida. Amar Av Chistas, Dover Zemi Teres Baish Rabbeinu Lola Madnu. Achibo Yechesko Babuzi, Lola Madnu. Koben Nechar, Arel Lev, Arel Buster, Lo Yavel Mikdashi. Right? So we don't have a pasuk for this din of Arel, like we just said, but rather Yechezkel is the one who told us this din of Arel Basar. So says Rashi once again in top of Pei Dalet, Arel Basar Shemesu Echav Machmas Mila top of Pei Dalet. Again, Nebuch Rashi says even someone who it's out of his control. But now here's what Rashi says: Lo Yavo, he's not allowed to come into the Beis Hamikdash to do avoda. V'hainu Ashara Midivrei Kabbalah Ba'alma V'lo Laki Allah. And he does not get Malchus, because there's something lacking on the source from this pasuk, since this pasuk is only Divrei Kabbalah. You'll ask me, but what about the Gemara that we just learned? It's not just Divrei Kabbalah, there's also a pre-existing Halacha Moshe B'Sinai that was the earlier source for this Halacha. So Rashi's going to tell you, great, it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. But for Malchus, I need an explicit pasuk in the Torah. In the Torah itself, like we've learned in the past, dumya delav dechasima. You need exactly what the pasuk looks like where it comes to malchus, which is in ben haz kosa rasha, and the next pasuk loistachsim shor bedisha. So Chazal have a drasha. Anything that's not similar to lav dechasima, like a classic lav, a loistachsim that has an action, that's an activity, that's not passive, that meets all the criteria of lav dechasima of muzzling a shore, that's a lav that would get malchus. Anything else short of that is not a lav that will get malchus. What's one example of that? Something that doesn't have a pasuk for it. Something that's only halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That's not similar to loisachsum sor b'disho, which has a pasuk, and therefore Rashi says you get no malchus. Let's see if everyone agrees to that. Comes along the Rambam in Perek in halacha ches over here in Bias Mikdash. He can't eat carbon Pesach. He can't eat carbon Pesach, and he might not be able to perform a bris milah. But otherwise, he's pretty okay. Yeah. Ha'arel, hareyu kibed nechar. Says the Rambam halacha ches. Ha'arel, one who is not circumcised, is in the world of Kohanim. Hareyu kibed nechar shenemar. Koben nechar arel leva arubasa lefichach arel sha'avad chilel avodas. Oh, and also in the world of kachem, he might not be able to eat korbanos then. But that, yeah, in our world, that's the. Shenemar koben nechar arel leva arubasa lefichach arel sha'avad. Therefore, says the Rambam, arel that did the avoda. Drum sha'avad chilel avodasa veloke. What's that word? Al. Al sha'avad, aval eino chayev misa. So the Rambam clearly disagrees with who, Rabbi Yisai? Rashi. So you'll tell me that, yeah, the Rambam disagrees fundamentally, and you can get malchus on halacha Moshe B'Sinai. I don't think so. Because I have other areas that I think the Rambam tells you that you can't get malchus on halacha Moshe B'Sinai. One example that I brought to you right here is in Macholas Asuras, The Rambam writes, this is a very important halacha, and some people often forget this halacha. When it comes to agricultural mitzvahs, we always assume that that's something that exists in Eretz Yisrael, and it's not existent in Chutz La'aretz. That is not true when it comes to fruits of a tree in our houses. Arla applies in Chutz La'aretz. How do you know? It's halacha l'moshe mitzvah. Gemara, and that's what the Rambam paskins. It's a halacha Moshe Mitzvah. Arla applies in Chutz La'aretz. There are some qualifications to that that I'll say in a second. What is the halacha if a person eats Arla's Chutz La'aretz? Does he get Malkus min HaTorah? So if you look here, I really need a Weintraub. If you look in the second column, what do you say? If you look in the second column about I quoted it two times in one day. I quoted my shir also. We couldn't find a place. it's like 15 lines down. I'm guessing Venira is the first word on the line, the second column. Venira the Dover. Yeah. So he says Dihine Arambam. The next word is Dihine Arambam Baalocha Chaf Aleph Sham. You only get Malkus Durabonah. Why? The reason is, it says, if it's only in Allah Moshe Mitzvah, you don't get Malkus. So one second, Rabbi Osai. So if the Rambam, let's assume like now that the Reb Chaim's right. The Rambam holds also that you don't get Malkus when it comes to Halacha Moshe Mitzvah. And it makes sense why you should assume like that. Because what Rashi said makes a lot of logical sense. This is not a classic lav that parallels what the source of Malkus is, which is similar to muzzling an animal, Dumya de lav de chasima, which has a pasuk. If all the sources are Halacha Moshe Mitzvah, there is no Malkus. So what's our question? So then why is it that by our Gemara, by RL, a Kayan that does the Avoda, he gets Malkus? Excellent. So listen. Let me just explain what you're saying with some support, but I agree with you 100%. So comes along the halacha of Arla. Fascinating idea. The Rambam and the Geonim had a fascinating machlokes when it comes to Arla. We know the halacha Moshe Mitzvah is that Arla is applied in Chutz La'aretz. And therefore, by the way, it's very applicable. Meaning, a person plants a tree. He knows when he plants the tree. He knows when the fruits came out. We've had shilas here. I remember Pinny asked me a shila. He switched from one area to another area. He wanted to know, do I restart the count? Do I have to start over? It's not a simple shila. You have to figure out how much earth came up with the tree. And how was it totally uprooted? Do you start the recalculation? You have to know. If you know the 3 years, this is a real serious. It's a daraisa, and it could trafe up all your pots. This is trafe when it comes to Arla. And it could be usher ba'na. What's the halacha when it comes to netter revai? The din is when it comes to the produce of the fourth year, so you have to bring it to Yerushalayim to eat it, just like Maaser Sheni. So what do we do with that? So Bizman HaZeh, we don't have a Mizbeach, we can't eat the Maaser Sheni Yerushalayim. So we have the whole coin, we replayed it onto a coin. So does that apply to Netter Revai as well? Does Netter Revai also carry over to Chutz La'aretz? Or does Netter Revai only apply in Eretz Yisrael? What's the nature of this Halacha L'Moshe Mitzvah? Does the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzvah say whatever applies in Eretz Yisrael applies in Chutz La'aretz? So therefore, just like Arla applies in Eretz Yisrael, applies in Chutz La'aretz, and so too Netter Revai, you continue the count to the fourth year as well, or not? So the Rambam, in Perek Yud Halacha Tezvav, had a machloikus with the Geonim about this. Yeroi Elis, you know the Rambam's going out on his own over here. It's no Beferish Gemara, the Rambam is in the bottom of the first column of the Reb Chaim. So the Rambam clearly thought it's Arla and it's Arla alone. Why? Ela ochel perish on a revius below pidyon. You can eat it straight up the fourth year. You don't have to do anything. Just eat them. They're absolutely kosher. But then, if you skip to the second to last line of that paragraph, but he quotes those that disagreed with him. Vahora miktzis ga'inim shekerim revai levado podenoso b'chutzlarts. V'achakach yemata berachila ve'ein l'davar ze'ikr.
But there are many Gaonim that disagreed with me, said the Rambam, and hold just like Arla applies in Chutz Laretz, so too you have to go through the procedure of Revai, and you cannot eat it straight up in the fourth year, but you first have to be posed to them onto money, and only then the fruits of the fourth year become mutter, just like Revai, the fourth year produce in Eretz Yisrael. So says the Reb Chaim, what's this machlokes about? So there is one caveat and one important rule that I haven't said yet. The Gemara says, Arla is aser b'chutz laretz. Vadai Arla, v'lo safek Arla. The reason why we are able to go to the store and buy fruits without a hashkacha, without knowing where these fruits were, even if it's a Jewish-owned store and I don't have to know, because the halacha is, if there's safek Arla chutz laretz, even though usually if you'd call me with a shayla and you'd say, I don't know if this is treif or not, so I would say, what do you mean? If you don't know, it's safek d'oraisa l'chumra. This is an issur d'oraisa. You have to take this seriously. So what? You don't know. When it comes to arla, it doesn't matter. You don't have to ask questions. Safek arla is mutter. I don't know. Don't ask, don't tell. That's the policy when it comes to arla. That's a gemara. That's halacha. So listen to what Reb Chaim says. Beautiful Reb Chaim. So fundamental. Does Nectar Revai, does Revai apply in Chutz La'aretz as well? What's the machlek? The Rambam says no, and the Gaonim say yes. Why? When the Chachamim read the Psukim in Achrimos, and they saw that what? I'm sorry, in Kedoshim. They saw that what? The Torah says, if your Noitea creates Michael in Eretz Yisrael, so then you have a din of Arla. So the Halacha Moshe Mishnah says, by the way, Arla also applies in Chutz La'aretz. Vaday Arla v'lo safek Arla. Comes along the Rambam and he says, Dalo ha vaday de Arla Chutz La'aretz v'Arla Teretz Yisrael trei mili minu. There are two tracks. V'chalukin b'dineyim. U'gedechazinen de'ikar Halacha nemer de Arla Chutz La'aretz vada oser v'sreka mutter. Says the Rambam, one second. When it came to the halacha of Arla, why don't I have to figure out what year it's from if I have a suffix in the store? The answer is because halacha Moshe Mishnah was only if certain, you know exactly what year it's that it's in the first 3 years, then it's aser, but if you don't know, it's mutter. That halacha does not apply in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if any of you were there. Jerome, you were there. When we gave the shiur years ago, this is probably 6 years ago already. I gave the year when we found the clementines from Costco. Mm-hmm. So we had this shayla. People called me with a shayla from clementines from Costco. And I think the shiur is titled, Do I Have to Burn the Clementines from Costco? So that, some people wanted to say, what do you mean? It's safek arla and chutz laretz. So it's mutter. That was originally what they said. So I got very upset. What do you mean it's safek arla and chutz laretz? This is arla from Eretz Yisrael. The arla of the clementines were coming in. This is not safek arla and chutz laretz. This is vaday. This is safek arla and Eretz Yisrael. This is not the halacha Moshe Mishnah. This is the pasuk and chumash. You have to differentiate. It doesn't matter where it's found. It matters where it's grown. So therefore, it would be aser. Yet, when it comes to a case in chutz laretz, person moves into a house, he doesn't know when the tree was planted. Safek smutter. Why? But once Chazal were mechadish to me, halacha Moshe Mishnah, that Arla applies to Chutz La'aretz, why are you differentiating? Why are you saying that suffix mutter? Says Reb Chaim, that's what convinced the Rambam, that this halacha Moshe Mishnah was a brand new halacha. There was a brand new halacha given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai that said, what? Arla is aser in Chutz La'aretz. Vaday and not suffix. And within the halacha itself, you saw that it was a brand new halacha. How do I see that? Because it went based on different rules and regulations. Whereas in suffing in Eretz Yisrael, I would be machmir. Suffing in Chutz La'aretz, I'm going to be mekel. The Rambam says, apparently these two things don't attach. Rabbi Yisai, if these two things don't attach, what's Reb Chaim going to explain with this? That's what convinced the Rambam that also what's not going to apply in Chutz La'aretz? The fourth year as well. The only time you extend things to the fourth year is if you're going with the regular route of the regular halacha of Netar Revai. You plant a tree, you have fruits for the first 3 years. Then you have a fourth year, so you have to be paid it, you have to eat in there in Yerushalayim if you're not paid it. But that's the classic din. But what's not the classic din, Chutz La'aretz, is only what the halacha Moshe Mishnah was set on. Arla. And you know that it's not the classic din because you're going to be mekel and lenient when it comes to safek. So therefore the Rambam says, that's a new track. That's a new halacha. However, the Gaonim understood what? No. The halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim was taking a pasuk in Chumash and extrapolating it from Eretz Yisrael and planting it, no pun intended, where? In Chutz La'aretz. The regular old classic din of Orla and Eretz Yisrael, Zotrab Chaim, Lefishitas Agoinim, applies in Chutz La'aretz and doesn't only apply in Eretz Yisrael. Was Moshe Rabbeinu saying a gavaldik achidish when it came to Maimed Har Sinai, says Rab Chaim Lefi the Gaonim? No. He was saying that din that we have in the Torah and Parshas Kedoshim of Arla, apply that to Chutz La'aretz as well. With one caveat, you could be Mako by Safek. But the Gaonim didn't look at that Mako by Safek and lenient by a case of doubt to now tell me that this halacha Moshe Sinai was a brand new halacha. No. It was an extension of the regular halacha of what applied to Eretz Yisrael. Orla is the exception that we're going to have mitzvah tefillis ba'aretz and chutz la'aretz. Just to give a hard time to the people that live in Golos, so they remember what mitzvah tefillis ba'aretz are. But if it's the old halacha, Rabbi Yisai, if it's the old halacha, so then what? What's also going to be usher according to the Goyim? Neter v'ay. So says Reb Chaim, gevaldik. Now I have the hezber between the machlekes, the Ram and the Goyim. Rabbi Yisai, we have 5 minutes. We are not learning Arla Neter Revai right now. What in the world do I want from this Reb Chaim? I want something gevaldik from this Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim was mechadish to us something incredible for our understanding of Torah Sheval Peh. There are two types of halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim that exist from the Maimed Har Sinai. What Reb Chaim coins the phrase, listen to this, ha-halacha Hamichadeshes or Hahalocha Hamifareshes. Says Reb Chaim, there were two ways that Moshe Rabbeinu gave over Halocha L'Moshe Mitzrayim. The din of Gemara Gemira, Halocha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, could be in two tracks. It could be mefarish in existing Halocha in the Torah and just apply it elsewhere, like Shitas HaGaoinim. Whereas the Rambam understood the halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim of Orla is not the halacha mechadeshes. It's a brand new halacha. It's a chiddush, and it's not extrapolating anything. It has no connection to the other dinim. V'horaya, the proof positive is safek. We differentiate between Eretz Yisrael and America. So that's what Reb Chaim introduced to us in the world of. Came along my Rebbe Reb Shechter, and he said, "Gevaldik," exactly what Itai said. He said, the Rambam agrees fundamentally that you can't get Malkus on something which is only Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim and doesn't have a Pasuk and doesn't pattern itself after the regular classic rules of Malkus, of Dumya Delav de Chasima, that when the case of Lo Sachsum, that's the source, Alav Sheyesh Bo Maisa, an activity, whatever the other rules are when it comes to Malkus, that's what you have to follow in order to get Malkus and lashes. And if it doesn't fit the bill, it's only Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, you don't have a pasuk, you can't get Malkus. The Rambam agrees to that. I'll prove to you the Rambam agrees to that. The Rambam holds what? When it comes to what? When it comes to Arla itself, in Chutz La'aretz, do you get Malkus? No, that's what we started off with. The Rambam in Halacha Chalaf says you only get Malkus Mardus. You don't get Malkus Menater. Why? Because I don't have a lav. All I have is Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim. Yet that's only the Halacha that the Reb Chaim said is a what? Is a halacha that was nifchadesh al yedei Moshe Rabbeinu. A halacha like Orla HaMichadesh that doesn't connect itself to Psukim in the Chumash. But the Gaonim introduced us and disagreed with the Rambam by Orla and said, there's also a halacha HaMifareshes that plugs itself back in to Psukim in the Torah. And that's exactly the solution in the Rambam over here. Now, in light of this idea, let's read the Rambam and see it's exactly what Itai said, exactly what the Rambam's saying. Halacha ches. Haro'ahu areyu keben necher. Shenemar kol ben necher arei lev arel basa lefichach. Arel, lefichach eino eved ad shi, I'm sorry, I'm reading the wrong thing. Lefichach, arel she'oved chila abodasa v'loike. What does the Rambam say? Areyu keben necher. The Rambam is telling us, this is the old classic halacha of a zar, like Yitai said, of a non-kohen. You're missing Kedushas Kahuna. So when the halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim of our Gemara says, Gemara Gemira La, the Rambam could still say, there's Malkus, not because I disagree with the Rambam, with Rashi, that in general halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim get Malkus, that's not the machloikis. Because the Rambam himself holds there's no Malkus by a classic Halacha Moshe Sinai. But if I can explain that this Halacha Moshe Sinai was just plugging into a pre-existing Halacha, that there is already a psukim of a czar that he's not allowed to do the Avodah, and the Halacha Moshe Sinai was telling me, by the way, is a little bit more expansive examples of what a czar is. It's not only a non-Kohen, but it's also an Arel, a Ben Nechar, so then what? That also is included in the pasuk. Such a person can get Malkus. So it comes out, if this is correct, the nature of the Gemara Gmirale, of our Gemara, what the nature of the Halacha Moshe Misinai, perhaps, is the Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. Was it a Halacha Mechadeshes, or was it a Halacha Mefareshes? Or, Rashi could hold, no, even all Halacha Moshe Misinai, you don't get Malkus. But in order to explain the Rambam, you have to view our Gemara that when the Halacha Moshe Misinai was the pre-existing Halacha before the Pesukim Yechezkel, it wasn't a Chiddush of the Halacha Moshe Misinai of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was just saying that old din, that a czar can't do Avodah, we're expanding that and we're including that into the pre-existing Pesukim that a czar who does the Avodah gets Malkus. The Shekayach, Hadron Halach, Kayin Gadol, and Mirtz Hashem, when we have a party, we'll finish the last few lines of the Gemara. I was asked by one of the guys that are not here tonight, he couldn't make it, he had something to go to. He assumed, and some of the Chavrusas assumed, that we're going weiter. I have there he is. So I just, if no objections, we'll go on to the third parak. Third parak, the Dinei Torah, Zebor Loecha, this is Mamish Dinei Torah, Halacha Lamaisa, this is what most of the Batei Dinim are based on. This is a lot of important halachas. Yashikayach. Thank you to the babysitters. Yashikayach.